Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. If lovely Penny Gibbs harbored any fears that she would suffer an unrequited love, those fears have vanished now. For wealthy Barry Carlton has said he loves her, too, and has asked her to marry him. Penny is telling her mother, Grace, about it.
Oh, I admit I hoped for it, Mother, but I didn't really expect it to happen when it did.
Good things usually come in surprise packages, Penny.
Well, it certainly was a surprise. We were driving back from the dance when he suddenly turned his car off the road and stopped, and then he just came right out with it.
And what did you say?
Oh, I was so surprised at first I couldn't say anything.
At first, huh? Well, what about at second?
At second, I told him I loved him, too. And if I was surprised, you should have seen how surprised he was.
Why, didn't he have any idea of how you felt about him?
Apparently not the slightest. In fact, I think he expected me to laugh at him when he said he loved me.
I can imagine you doing that.
Oh, the strange thing about it is, if 2 or 3 weeks ago he'd said he loved me, I think I would have laughed.
There can be a lot of changes in a little time, can't there?
Too much change in too little time, Mother.
And how long is it going to be before I address you as Mrs. Barry Carlton?
I don't know. Barry didn't demand an answer last night, and I didn't offer one. You know, I'm kind of glad, too, because I do want to think it over.
Well, what's there to think over, darling? You love him, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do, very much.
Well, if Barry's the man you want to marry, it isn't possible to love him too much.
Much as I do love him, Mother, I'm not sure I want to marry him.
Well, why do you say that, Penny?
Because I love him in spite of everything that tells me not to.
Oh, Penny, for once, don't let thinking cloud things for you. Your heart tells you you love Barry. Now, just listen to your heart.
Yeah, but does my heart know what's best for me? Mother, there are so many reasons why it isn't smart for me to be in love with Barry.
Well, if you say one of them is money, you're very foolish.
No, darling, it isn't his money. It isn't his background either. In fact, My fears don't have anything to do with him. I love him for what he is and the way he is, and I don't doubt my love in the slightest. It's myself I'm afraid of.
Well, I don't know what you mean. If you love Barry as much as you say, and if you know he loves you, you should know in your heart that you must and will belong to each other.
Darling, I know I should take your word for it. I usually do in such important matters, but this time I can't. I guess maybe I hadn't explained my feelings to you properly. Maybe because they're too complicated even for me to figure out. And maybe that's why you don't understand what is bothering me.
Penny, they say we never know ourselves as well as others know us. And I don't think you're any exception to the rule.
No, I don't either.
Well, this isn't really a criticism, because in most instances it's a good thing. But, dear, you're far too self-critical and cautious and much too self-effacing. You think you're not good enough for Barry Carlton because a few days ago you never dreamed of even being in love with anyone like him. But, Penny, darling, perhaps Barry is different from you, but he's not better.
I didn't mean I wasn't good enough for him. I said I wasn't right for him.
Now, can you give one reason why you're not?
Oh, darling, I've been trying to, but I don't know how to explain it.
I'll explain it myself, Penny. You're just letting modesty and self-denial get the best of you. You're refusing to give way to your desire to say to yourself, I love Barry Carlton, and I'm going to marry him.
Oh, I would like to marry him.
Well, then tell him you will. And don't doubt for an instant that you're doing the right thing.
Mother. Mother, do you have any doubts about it?
Well, that isn't for me to say, darling.
Then you do have doubts.
I just wondered about something, that's all.
About what, darling?
What about Johnny Keith?
Johnny?
Mm-hmm. What's happened to the way you used to feel about him?
I don't know. The feeling is still there, but it isn't there. I mean, I have such contradictory thoughts about him. I don't love him, but there's an awfully soft spot in my heart for him. That wouldn't feel right if you weren't around somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel guilty about that particular thing, but to be perfectly honest, I have to admit that's just the way I feel. Selfish, isn't it?
Oh, it's a little unusual to love one man and want another to always be around.
Maybe I don't mean it quite that way.
Well, that's the way it sounds.
Darling, I think what I mean is that Johnny's become part of my life. Not in a sensational or consuming way, but a part of my life that's steady and regular. He's someone I seem to have... Well, I don't seem to have known him just for years, but from the very beginning, and losing him would be like losing part of my life.
But Penny, darling, when you marry, don't you think your feelings for others change?
Well, will my feelings for you change when I marry? Will I love Jed any the less? I hate to think so. You see, I feel about Johnny the way I feel about you. I love him very much, like I love you and Jed, very much. But I love Barry in such a way that I want to marry him.
Mm-hmm. What if Johnny marries again?
Oh, I hope he does. He should.
Well, he wants to marry you, doesn't he?
He thinks he does, Mother, just as I used to think I wanted to marry him. I used to think that life wouldn't be of any value without him. I used to believe that if I didn't see him every day, the day was a loss. Now I know that as long as I'm sure he's well and happy, I'll be satisfied.
Then you're certain your confusion about Barry doesn't have anything to do with your feelings about Johnny?
Nope. I'm quite clear in my mind about how I feel about Johnny. And I'm clear in my mind how I feel about Barry. Mother, I love Johnny, but I'm in love with Barry. There's a strong difference, isn't there?
Yes. To love someone and to be in love with someone are two quite different things. To love someone is to have admiration and respect for that someone, to have a strong liking and a bond of lasting friendship with that someone. But to be in love, well, it's hard to describe what it's like to be in love. Poets and musicians have been trying to do it for centuries, and I don't think I'll try to do what they seem to have found impossible. Have you decided what you'll say to Barry about marrying
him?
Yes,
I have. I'm going to tell him I will. Mm-hmm. In spite of everything that tells me not to, I'm going to say I will. Oh, if I only knew why something tells me not to, I'd feel a lot better. If I only knew what it is that's warning me.
That medicine, that infernal medicine. Grace, I think it's that foul stuff that's keeping me in this wheelchair.
Jed, maybe this medicine is what'll get you out of it someday.
Nah.
Now, here you are.
Yes, yes, here I am, all right. Helpless to defend myself against this liquid cruelty.
No, Jed, you know it's not that bad. Now, drink it all down. And I mean all of it.
Might as well get it over with. The strawberry jam, quick. Get the taste out of my mouth.
Here you are.
Now I think I'll survive another few hours.
Oh, you big baby, you. Oh. I thought Nora was exaggerating when she said she practically had to force you to take your medicine. Well, you're a bigger baby than Valerie.
I'm an older one, by some 59 years and a few months.
Oh, then you admit you're a baby, do you?
I sure do. I'm no fool. Baby gets fawned over, waited on, doesn't have to do a thing for itself. Only one thing will make me admit my age. That's if anybody tries to put a blue bonnet on me.
Oh, shit, wouldn't you look cute in a baby bonnet?
Well, I did once, Grace, even if it was way back in the era of the coonskin cap.
All right, Mr. Daniel Boone.
In those days, I was known as Master Daniel Boone. Oh, say, that reminds me. I was telling little Julie about Daniel Boone the other day, and she didn't seem a bit interested. What's the matter with children these days? Don't they...
Jed, you were talking to a little girl, not a little boy. Well, girls aren't interested in hunters and trappers and trailblazers.
They aren't.
Now, you know they aren't. But if you told her what they made dolls out of in Daniel Boone's time, or how they cooked and what their clothes are made out of,
she and I...
Yes, Penny?
I'm leaving.
All right, dear.
Be sure and tell Nora I won't be home for supper, won't you?
Yes, dear, I won't forget.
Please don't. Bye.
Bye, darling. Have a nice time.
Yep, I will. Bye, Jed.
Bye, Penny. Where's she going, Grace?
Oh, she's meeting Barry downtown. They're going to dinner and then driving to Wayne City for a play.
Sure it isn't Peg Martin Barry's having dinner with.
Jed, why do you say that?
Because it seems to me Barry's been seeing more of Peg lately than he has of Penny.
Jed.
Hmm?
Last night, Barry asked Penny to marry him.
You don't say.
Well, you don't seem a bit enthusiastic about it.
Oh, why should I? Turn handsprings and cartwheels? I wish I could.
Jed, don't you approve of Barry?
Oh, I certainly do. He's a fine man, a rich man. He'll probably make Penny the happiest girl on earth if he gets a chance to.
Well, he's going to get that chance. Penny's going to say yes.
Yeah, there's many a slip between the yes and the I do, Grace. And there's many an affair going on behind a girl's back that she doesn't get to know about until it's too late.
What's going on behind Penny's back?
Nothing, I hope. Nothing so far.
Well, what do you...
But, Grace, so far, so good doesn't guarantee good all the way to the end. I'll admit I defended Peg Martin against Nora the other day, but since then I've seen some things with my own eyes, heard some things with my own ears, and come to a conclusion with my own mind.
Well, what does Peg have to do with Penny and Barry?
Nothing. The question is, what's Peg's reaction going to be when Penny says she's going to marry a man that Peg would like to marry? The answer is, somebody's going to get hurt. And that somebody isn't going to be Peg Martin.
What will Peg Martin's reaction be when she hears that Penny is going to marry Barry Carlton? Will Peg step aside for her friend? Or will there be trouble? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there, at your Kroger store, is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.